A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14. Jesus said to his host, one of the leading Pharisees, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not ask your friends, brothers, relations, or rich neighbors, for fear that they repay your courtesy by inviting you in return. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. That they cannot pay you back means that you are fortunate because repayment will be made to you when the virtuous rise again." The Gospel of the Lord. I am one of those people who get invited to dinner without hope of ever repaying. So the people who invite me could think they are inviting the crippled, the poor, the lame, and the blind. Certainly as I get older, I fit more into some of those categories. However, I don't deserve it. But I hope the generosity of the cooks is repaid when the virtuous rise again. I don't believe, however, it releases me from the burden that I have to do the same for others. I have seen plenty of evidence that people do fulfill this gospel. For many years, family friends of mine go to a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving as their way of giving. Another mother I met at a soup kitchen took her boys out of school to provide lunch for the sick and the poor. She wanted them to grow up understanding their own obligation. Many parishes take up collections of canned and packet goods as their way of reminding children of their obligation to feed the poor. I remember not long ago seeing a little two-year-old struggling up with a bottle of peanut butter. The whole congregation was anxious about whether the child would drop it onto the tiles. It was only when it went into the basket we realized it was a plastic bottle. But these things are wonderful ways of teaching this gospel. One parish we work in joins with other local Christian churches not only to feed the itinerant poor, but provides them with a bed for the night. And then all the Christian churches come together to that church to look after those people. These are all imaginative ways to fulfill the gospel. We who see the poor, the sick, the elderly, the blind and the lame, also have the added obligation of convincing our own countries and communities that more should be done for them. Then perhaps we can start to look out for the starving people overseas.